Hi, this is Nyla Nelson back at you with another Heyoka Warrior podcast experience. Before I get started on my segment of the day, I would love to tell you about my sponsor, Anchor App. It's an awesome app for anyone who is thinking about having a future in podcasting. Everything you need is within this one podcast app. There's no hassles on downloading any extra programs or any RSS feeds. You can add your own music of choice through the app's approval or choose from the different selections they have within the podcast app. Simple directions on how to set up your podcast and where it can be shared. And the actual bonus is you can get paid from different sponsors per segment. And the app coordinators find different sponsors to help you expand your fan base of listeners. And we'll send frequent notifications on where it has been shared. You can share your podcast on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, Spotify, iTunes, Apple iTunes, plus so much more. If you ever think about having a future in podcasting, Anchor app is the best way to go. And my segment of the day is use life lessons that feel like mishaps that will enhance your positive growth. Never let the feel of burdens hold you back. Yes, that is so true. You know, a lot of life lessons, if we have never gone through, we would never know the capability of our determination and motivation. And those are the things that really can keep you going. You know, a lot of things that you may want to push for it within your own life. Maybe you're tired of working under other people. You're wanting to get your own business started up off the ground. And sometimes it doesn't go as well as you planned it. You can have like all these different things sketched out, you know, everything, you know, from, you know, you keep every I dotted and every T crossed. And sometimes it just doesn't go as well as it is planned, but you should never give up on it. You know, if certain things is taking place in your life, it always holds a purpose for that, you know. And a lot of times, you know, we can be those type of people, which I used to be. You know, I would start things and never finish them, and I always used to feel like, okay, I kept trying and trying and trying, okay, it just must not be for me. And that was how I lived my life. And my mom, God rest her soul, she always used to tell me, you know what, you need to stop doing that, because it's just, the fact is, you don't know, you can be one decision away of making something so big into your life that you never thought can come off the ground. And you have to be able to have that confidence in yourself. And these are the things that keeps urging you to go, even if it feels like, okay, you're not being heard, you know, that you're trying to really get your business and, you know, these things out in the world, and it's just not really not pushing like it, you know, like it's supposed to. But that doesn't mean it won't never get there. And that's the thing that you have to stay determined about. And these life lessons will show you, you know, never give up on certain things that really truly means a lot to you. You know, if you're very compassionate about certain things that you want to be able to start on into your life, and these things taking place, you know, you can really look at your life and say, you know, is it fulfilling? You know, I really don't like what's going on in my life. I'm really trying to be, you know, different from a lot of different things. You know, a lot of us can go through anxiety, depression, and just feel self-doubt. You know, a lot of times we don't know our worth until, you know, you have to go through a lot of things. You know, I used to live my life and not really understand what was taking place. You know, I knew I wanted to be able to impact the world in a certain way, but I just didn't know how to really truly go about it. And there are certain things, you know, I never thought like 5 years ago I was going to be doing podcasting or just being a YouTube vlogger. And these are the things that I really, really, truly do love to do. You know, there's so many different people that come back to me and tell me, you know what, your videos is your post as well as your, you know, your podcast has really uplift me in a lot of ways. And I never knew that somebody can be able to really understand the situations that I've been placed in that I can really relate to, you know, because it's just like when you're an empath, we feel everything so much differently and it's so much deeper. You know, a lot of times it's out of bad habit. We take the world on, the world's problems on our shoulders. You know, you keep it on there a lot. There's so many different things that's going on in the world, and we take it so personal. And these are the things, like, you just really don't know. There could be certain things that's in your life. You could really do a complete turnaround for that. And if you're allowing yourself to really see these things, and it really just uplifts you and just has you in awe about these things and how to uplift your life, you know, whether it's losing weight, changing eating habits, you know, allowing yourself to find therapeutic ways to get through depression and sadness, allowing yourself to find different things that uplift you when, you know, you're feeling really low. And these are the different things, you know, never allow certain burdens or any burdens to really allow you to just hold back from yourself, being the best person you can be. In all our situations, is always learning to push forward to show the best version of ourselves. You know, things are not going to always go the way we planned it, but that doesn't mean you should stop ever trying. These are the things you have to really, you know, you have to be really committed towards yourself. You have to be really aggressive for the things that you really want to change in your life. You know, it's easy for us to stay frustrated and mad saying, you know what, this is not worth it. I'm tired. You know, I give up. These are the things, but you never want to be able to be that type of vibration or that person saying, you know what if I just kept going? How would my life be right now? And those are the things you really don't want to hear yourself say. I used to work at a retirement home where I really looked up to a lot of different people, where there were like doctors, pilots, captains, you know, from different airplane attendants and all these different things. And, you know, I always asked them, is there anything in your life that you wish you could have done? Or did you feel like you lived your life to the fullest? And there's some of them said, yeah, you know, I did everything, you know, especially when they got to that age where they can just retire and just, you know, just go ahead and have fun. You know, their children is grown up, you know, everything is taken care of. Is now it's time for them to really enjoy themselves, you know. Because a lot of times when we have children, we put a lot of things on hold because, you know, we're putting our children first. And these are the things that has to be done. But then when you finally get to that point where your children are raised, you know, they're out of the house and now, you know, you're at that age where you can actually, you know, see the fruits of your labor, of the different things that you have going on. Or some people have businesses and really don't want to retire. They want to be able to pass that off to, you know, their next of kin and just, you know, just keep it moving. And these are the things, if you ever look back on, you know, when you finally catapult something into your life that really is just so beautiful to you, so exciting to you, and you can look back at those times where you struggled in your life, or there's certain times it just felt like nothing was going to happen in your life that is really positive or anything that's meaningful, to where, you know, you'll have a good story to tell in about 10 or 15 years. And you really never know if you give up so soon. You know, a lot of times you don't realize that determination to keep going, even if it's starting to come off, you know, whatever you're doing. You know, it's just like with me, I've been doing my videos for 5 years now on YouTube, and I really don't have as many views that I, you know, that I see a lot of other people do, but I'm okay about that, you know, because it's just like this is my baby. I'm going ahead and keep pushing for it and keep pushing for it, because there's a lot of different people that, you know, that would, the things that I go by on what I do in my videos is just like empath healing, you know, different things that takes place in our life that can really keep us in a stuck vibration, you know, different things like that, that can motivate you to do bigger and better for your life. And, you know, and it was just like, I see many people that do the same thing that I do, but, you know, I always used to get discouraged back when I first started, but it was just like, you don't know how long these people have been trying to do this. You don't know what, you know, people they can connect with that are actually been out there long enough, or did they have any guidance? Did they have any help? You know, they're probably on, you know, they probably have different platforms on social media. So you really never know how those things are going, but everybody's path is different. Everybody's journey is different. It's really not good for you to sit up here and compare your journey to somebody else's, because you can get very discouraged about that. Because especially if there's somebody who may have started, not even been on that path as long as you have, and they end up getting off the ground, then it makes you, you know, very upset or discouraged, saying, you know what, this person got this off the ground, you know, and why can't I get mine? And does it mean that won't happen for you? But you just really never know what that person did step by step like that to get their blessings in that way, or, you know, create some kind of abundance that they can really truly cherish. And those are the things you have to keep going. You have to keep allowing yourself to become better. Whatever it is that helped you fall short the day before, allow that to be your strength, the catapult for the next day. You know, everything happens for a reason. Every painful experience has a powerful purpose behind that. And you just really don't know what will happen if you actually allow yourself to be determined, you know, and just keep yourself being motivated. You know, a lot of times when you fall short on that, allow yourself to think about what positive impact that whatever you're trying to work hard to turn over? What do you think this will cause in the world? Because a lot of times, you know, universe and God will put us in certain positions just to see how dedicated we are to the things that we're trying to get into our lives. You know, there are going to be days that you're going to have irritation or just overwhelmed and just annoyed. And there's going to be days that you're going to be crying tears of joy and just grateful for all the different things that is turning out for the better for you. And when you're allowing yourself to be, you know, consistent about that and never get complacent and fall back on complacency, which is really bad. So you've allowed yourself to keep going and stay motivated because you really don't know what that can birth into. You never know. If you allow yourself to keep going and being very consistent into your life, this could be something that can turn your life around. And usually when certain things like this that are meaning to put a blessing in your life for a lifetime, it's never easy to come by. So you always have to keep being determined. No matter what you are facing at that time, no matter what you have going on surrounding you, don't allow that to get in the way of making your life a lot better. So I hope you were able to get something out of this segment of the day. If you're ever on YouTube, please stop by and see my videos. I leave all my contact information in the description box below. Whatever you're facing today, knowing it can be a blessing for tomorrow. So you keep going, be consistent, allow yourself to motivate yourself in any kind of way, because you never know, it can really impact your life in a big way. So I hope you have a blessed day. You know, whatever is on your mind that keeps you, you know, you're down or sad or whatever, I hope it leads you to so much better, because you truly deserve it. Much love. Namaste.